This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock is hosting a series of events this year to raise awareness around mental health, especially in communities of color.
And one of the things about the African-American community, not only are we untreated, but we're uncommunicated. We don't talk about it. We still see it as a stigma. And we got to, I think, normalize the challenge in our families and be willing to confront them and really encourage people in the African-American community to seek treatment.
The Kaiser Family Foundation estimates around 40% of adults and teens are dealing with anxiety and depression. People of color are disproportionately undertreated, even though their challenges with mental illness continue to rise. If you or someone you know is struggling, dial 988, the National Crisis Line. Leaders at the U.S. Air Force Academy blame, in part, a lack of in-person recruitment during COVID for a drop in applicants post-pandemic. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
Back in 2019, about 10,600 people applied to be cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy. This year, more like 8,400. Academy Admissions Director Colonel Arthur Wayne Primus Jr. says it reflects a challenge seen across the Defense Department. Fewer young people are looking to serve.
Getting them to stay engaged and interested and consider military service in the Air Force Academy is something that we continue to work on every year.
The Academy restarted its largest in-person recruitment event this summer. Recruiters also hope a new visitor center under construction will increase interest. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.